earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it.
You're listening to America's Healthcare Challenge with Sean McGuire.
Having misuse in your medication. You know that taking medications at once can lead to side effects, confusion, and in some cases, a life-threatening reaction. So if you're on more than one medication, make sure to know how they interact with each other and make sure that your doctor is aware of all the medications that you are talking about. You know, anytime you see the ads on TV for pharmaceutical companies, they have to disclose the side effects. It seems like sometimes on some of these drugs, the side effects make it almost worse than the problem that they're treating. So you want to make sure that your physician knows what you are on so you can understand any side effects that you may have, especially if they could be serious. Next, make sure to take your medications at the correct times, especially at scheduled times. Sometimes you can maybe use your phone to set reminders to do this, because you want to make sure to follow the instructions that they are providing to you. Make sure to look closely to see if you should be on an empty stomach or if you should have some food in your stomach before eating them. Make sure to then do whatever the pills say, and do them at a time that is consistent. Next, do due diligence when picking up your new prescription. So it's easy to rush through the process of just getting the prescription and putting it on, or just taking the pills that are in it. But there's always instructions in there, and you want to make sure to take the time to read them so you can understand fully what the medication is doing and what you might expect as you are going through this prescription. So make sure to read the instructions on the label and in the information in the packets that they provide to you. Next, make sure to take the right dosage. And this can be difficult. Sometimes if you're taking a pill, they're just like teeny tiny. So one thing that works well is using those pill containers for a week and doing it all at once. That way, you know that you have the right dosage in there, because that is a huge factor contributing to medication misuse in this country, is people just simply taking the wrong dose or making a mistake. And that can be pretty bad when you pair that with things like alcohol, for example, which is why you should always check with your doctor to ensure that you're taking the drug correctly and whether or not you should be avoiding anything while taking it. Next up, don't skip doses or miss doses on purpose for any reason. Sometimes people might just say, well, I'm done with these pills, and just completely stop, and then all of a sudden they end up in the hospital. So you know, before you do that, make sure to have a conversation with your doctor, because when you're taking your medication, it's important to take it as prescribed, and consider, you know, like I said, making a planner on your phone or on sticky notes around the house, or in an old-fashioned planner. Whatever you need to do and whatever works for you, but make sure that you're sticking to that schedule. And then finally, know what to do if you do make a mistake. So that kind of gets back into reading the instructions as they come in, having that dialogue with your doctor. If you misuse, what could you expect? Maybe suddenly you're like vomiting uncontrollably and you're wondering why. Maybe it could be because of a prescription misuse. So talk to them about all of these issues. Do your own research too about potential side effects. And overall, I just want you to know that everybody makes mistakes with their medicine, myself included. It's a fact of life. But the most important thing is for you to be educated about your medications and have that continued dialogue with your physician, and make sure to tell them about anything that you might be experiencing based on any new prescriptions that you might have. Follow this page for more tips. If you want to learn more, check out edbellis.org and our podcast, America's Healthcare Challenge, which can be found wherever you find your podcasts. I'm about to record one on the Inflation Reduction Act, which we will be sharing with you next time. Thank you and have a great day.